back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen. We'd like to introduce Bill Evans, CEO of Liberty Fox Technologies. Bill, what is Liberty Fox Technologies?
Thanks, Herb. Liberty Fox is a software development company focused on building the applications that power people's businesses.
And how old is this business?
Coming up on 10 years.
Mm-hmm. How old are you?
34.
So you were 24 when you started this business. Didn't you know most businesses fail?
I've heard that many times, but I didn't want to be one of those statistics.
Mm-hmm. Where are you from originally?
Northeast Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. And how many brothers and sisters, and where are you in the pecking order?
I'm the oldest of three, a younger brother and a youngest sister.
Uh-huh. 8 to 14, what were the primary activities you were involved with, 8 to 14?
I was very adamant in Boy Scouts. I played a little bit of basketball, and I loved being a nerd geek on the side.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Drew?
So tell us about the nerd geek. When was the first time, you know, you messed around with a computer?
Yeah, actually, about 8 years old, my father would build computers for the business he worked for at the time, and working from home meant physically bringing the parts home to assemble them. I think I asked him so many questions that he gave me a box of parts and told me to go have fun. Shortly thereafter, I came back to him and asked him for the installed disks, and I had figured out how to put the computer together.
What does that mean to you? Like, what was the impact of being able to do that? What did that tell you?
You know, I think at the time I didn't realize it, but I just realized that, like, you know, I'm a really good problem solver. I think I actually get that from my father. He's one of the most intelligent problem solvers I know. And just being able to kind of assess a situation and figure out a solution is something that I've prided myself on since that time in my life.
Roland?
Yeah, Bill, in the green room, you drew an analogy between the box of spare parts and what you do for your clients. I don't really get that. I mean, most technology isn't just sort of plug and play.
I wish it was. But a lot of times, everybody's businesses are unique in their own way. You know, you can't just use homogenous software that just works for everybody. So taking what they're using and bringing it all together into a way that fits them is what we focus on and pride ourselves on.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, Frank.
Bill, you said you participated in Boy Scouts. How young were you and how long did that experience last?
I think I started in Scouts at 5 or 6 years old, and I was in it through my mid-teens.
So what was that experience like and what you learned from Scouts?
Well, I mean, the Boy Scouts motto is literally be prepared. So you learn a lot of life lessons. You learn everything from how to sleep in the middle of the woods with, you know, nothing but, you know, not even a shelter, all the way through, you know, how to look at the stars and aim yourself north. So kind of learning the diversity of capabilities in life and being able to apply that both in life and business, I think was very invaluable.
So what is it about you and your skill set that makes you a good problem solver?
You know, I think that I'm a very good at being able to see point A to point B. I feel like no matter what situation, I can always determine a next step. Not necessarily that it would be easy or difficult or anything in between, but always being able to see what that next step would look like and how to get there is something that I work hard at.
Shannon.
Well, who was somebody that you looked up to as a kid?
I definitely looked up to my grandfather. He was a role model in my life.
Tell us more about that.
Well, my grandfather was a very hard worker. You know, you knew he loved you, but he was definitely like tough love. Like you really got to work hard in life. He also had a very diverse life from being an entrepreneur himself through working on the Manhattan Project and even racing in NASCAR. He really had a lot of diversity in what he did.
And what did you learn from your grandfather that you carry with you today at work?
You have to work hard. You have to have fun, but you have to work hard before you can have fun. You must always make sure that, you know, your affairs are in order and that everything is humming along before you take a break, but make sure you enjoy that break.
Mm-hmm. Bill, tell us about your mom.
My mom is one of the most genuine and loving people I know. A lot of our friends and family refer to her as a living angel because she's very, very compassionate.
Are you more like your mom or your dad?
I think I have a pretty good blend of both. You know, I try to exemplify my mother's sympathy and empathy for others, not that my father doesn't. And yet at the same time, my father's side, I think I've gotten his problem-solving skills, and I'm proud of that blend.
And you just said your mom's a living angel. And you told us before that people have said that to you. Tell me a little bit about that.
My mother is, you know, she really tries to help everybody that she can touch in this world. She cares about everybody. She prays for everybody. Anybody that is a part of her life is affected by her. And she really just tries to make a difference in everyone.
We've had people on this show who were out mowing lawns and shoveling snow and things like that. Did you shovel snow when you were a kid?
Yes, but not as a business. Part of my mother taking care of the community was go shovel the neighbor's lawn and don't you dare ask for money. They need your help and you're going to help them. So a little bit of servant leadership has gone a long way.
How's that make you feel when people describe your mom as a living angel to you?
Feels phenomenal. I really do have two awesome parents and a great family, and seeing them work together as a family unit has been a huge influence on my life.
That's great. Now you also, I'm going to change topics here, but you also were involved in some big legal transaction recently, which you described as a new chapter. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So, I ran Liberty Fox alone for just shy of 10 years. And we just began a new chapter. Liberty Fox was acquired by a holding company, GPMF Holdings. So we are now part of a greater ecosystem with a heavy focus on healthcare. So I'm really excited. We have a powerhouse behind us now. I have team members and I have a board that I share with. So it's a whole new chapter for me to learn and evolve and for my team. And I'm very excited for our future.
So did you give up control and now someone else running the thing?
Well, yes and no. Of course, I had to give up control to merge into a larger group. But, making sure that I came into a company that had an awesome culture of fit and very well aligned with us, I still feel like I'm me. I still feel like we're running the same company. And I just have, yet at the same time, I have amazing people at my fingertips with, awesome advice and feedback.
Was that cultural fit important to you in doing the deal?
I wouldn't have done it without that. I needed to join an organization that can be serious, but can, be witty and tease me along the way. And, that's the kind of personality and culture that we've created at Liberty Fox. And I would not have done it if I didn't feel that it was a perfect unison of culture.
Mm-hmm. Frank?
So Bill, in your business, you talk about what can we do to make it better. Why is that important to you to make it better?
Well, because I feel like, unfortunately, a lot of people, when they're using software for their businesses, they have to go, select something off the shelf and try to force their business into the software. And my whole business model is to break that concept and say, no, let's make the software fit you. Your business is unique. Your business is powerful in its own way. That's why you've grown. So why should you force yourself into a piece of software?
So you feel comfortable merging into a larger organization, which is interesting because from the age of 24, my guess is you didn't have a lot of other full-time jobs. You started your own business, you took a risk, you bled 24/7 to be able to control your own domain, but yet you're like happy and you're feeling safe in a larger organization. And I'm wondering if that has anything to do with the fact you felt loved and supported as a child with your parents.
Herb, you're probably right in a lot of ways. I definitely, I choose to trust first when it comes to meeting new people. And I'm not saying that's always, worked out, but 99% of the time it does. And, I think moving into this larger organization, I think it makes a lot of sense for my team and myself, and creates opportunities that we could have never had before. So it was really just synergetically beneficial for everybody.
So
you weren't allowed to charge money to shovel the snow. I'm curious, how young were you when you realized you could make money off of this computer thing?
Probably 13, 14.
Tell me about that.
Well, I started actually playing around on websites and learning how to write computer code at about 13, and started helping out on websites, doing kind of like a little bit of side work here and there. And then a lot of the neighbors, I was the neighborhood kid that would fix their computers. And, and back then, $10 was awesome. I could go to the movie theater and, so I did a lot of little computer repair before I got into software, but definitely.
How did the people in the neighborhood find out you were doing the computer repair?
Who do you think? My mother.
What'd she do?
Oh, well, she was telling like her friends in the neighborhood that I got into computers and I was really smart with them. And sure enough, they were like, oh, well, my kid downloaded a virus or they downloaded this or downloaded that, And before I knew it, there was computers piling up at the front door with little notes on them of what needed to get fixed.
Is that so?
Yeah. Yep.
So your mother was your first very proud salesperson, it sounds like.
To this day, both my parents, but my mother definitely.
When you were thinking about doing this acquisition, merge, did you talk to your mom and dad about it?
Oh my God, many, many times. They are some of my closest advisors in my life.
Mm-hmm. What would the website for Liberty Fox Technologies? What's your website address?
LibertyFoxTech, spelled TECH.com.
Let me have that one more time, please.
LibertyFoxTech.com.
We've been speaking with Mr. Bill Evans, CEO of Liberty Fox Technologies, here on Executive Leaders Radio. And Mr. Matthew Shapiro, would you please give us the rundown on who we've had the opportunity of hanging out with today?
I'd love to. It's been a really great show, Herb. We started off with Anne Bovaird Nevins, the president of PIDC. Then we had Matthew O'Mara, the co-founder of Spree. We had Paul Remar, the executive director of patient care coordination. And we just wrapped up with Bill Evans, CEO of Liberty Fox Technologies.
I would like to thank my co-hosts, Shannon Lane, Newmark Knight Frank, Drew Hanlon, Matthew Shapiro Obermeyer, Roland Mossman at Align Analytics, and even Frank Hennessy from Premier Planning for giving me a hand structuring the questions. Hope you're providing our listening audience an educational and entertaining show. I'd like to thank our listening audience for listening. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a radio show. Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com, to learn more about our executive leaders. executiveleadersradio.com, to learn more about our executive leaders. Thank you for joining us today. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.